All right, we're going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities from today's Advance Auto Parts Clash here at Daytona International Speedway. We are now joined by our race winner, Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Ally Chevrolet. We will open it up to questions. We'll start up front with Jerry and then go to Holly.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and AP Sports Radio. Jimmy, does this count as the first win? And did you have to kind of show up William after he got the pole out there?
Points races are different, but we'll take this. We still need a points race win to say we've been back to victory lane. It's a great first step today to get first reps with Kevin, a lot of new members on the team, to bring Ally into the sport with a victory and qualifying third. Just a really big day for the 48 team and just building the confidence that we're going to need to carry into the season. And then when you look at what happened for Hendrick Motorsports today and also Chevrolet, just an epic day across the board.
Go to Holly.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. That was kind of what I was going to get at, was just if you could talk a little bit about how important it was maybe to come right out of the box for not only the new sponsor, but I know for you looking to get back in the win column and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's different pressures put on each team, and certainly outside pressures of somebody came up with a great idea who's going to win first, Jimmy or Chad, and then, the pressure, can we win again? There's just different things that any and every team and driver deal with. So to work through that today and to win today, I think helps with some of that outside pressure on where the team is. And then internally, we've only talked about winning races. Kevin and I, this team, have mentioned it many times, many different ways. I'm far from done. For us today, there was no other thought process than to try to go out and win the pole and win the race. And we came close to doing both. So just a great day, builds confidence for myself and the team. And hopefully we can get it done again, next weekend. Great way to start. Thank you.
We're going to go to Matt, Mark, and then Dustin.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I'll ask the tough question. Winning the way it played out with the contact, walk us through the incident. And does it take away from the celebration a little bit, knowing that that's not the way you traditionally want to win a race?
Yeah, I guess I need to look at it some more. I mean, I was inside of them for a little while before things went haywire. So I don't know what caused his car to get out of control. I didn't hit his rear bumper cover. I made a move and got to the inside and was side drafting him, and his car started wobbling. So I don't know what caused it. It's the last way I want to win a race. I've lost plenty this way. Restrictor plates usually do end this way. So it's plate racing, and I'm here to win races, and I hate there are a bunch of tore up cars, but I didn't drive through a car and create a wreck. So, again, I'll look at it some more on tape, but from where I was sitting, it was just a racing incident.
Go to Mark and then Dustin.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Just following up on that, Kurt was in here and felt like you were, he called it the no zone, hung on the left rear quarter panel of the 21 too long, and also passed below the yellow line. Your comments to that.
So he wants the trophy. I'd politic if I was him too. Why not?
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I guess it's just the matter of you just have to take the mindset of that's just this type of racing, that there can't be any remorse in a situation. Not that that means that there's blame anywhere, but just how the situation – I'm just trying to how the mindset works when you go through something like this.
I mean, when you drive into somebody and spin them out, you know what you did. And I pulled up alongside of another car and a wreck started. So, I mean, I'll take whatever blame is fairly supposed to be put on me. Let's remember that rain's coming. It's literally the white flag. And how many plate races have we seen where there's aggressive driving to try to win the race? That's simply all I was doing. I didn't try to crash Paul. I didn't drive through Paul. So it was a racing incident. And I'm very remorseful. I'm probably more remorseful than any driver in the field when stuff like this happens. I don't crash people to win races. I looked in the mirror and there were a lot of cars caught up in it. And I hate that aspect of it. So absolutely, I'm remorseful. But at the same time, I have a split second decision to try to win a race. And I set up the pass and got position on him clean. And I don't know what triggered his car wobbling and the accident to start from there. Yep.
Any additional questions for Jimmy? We'll go to Bob and then back to Matt.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. At Talladega, the Fords are really able to hook up, and no one had anything for, at least for the Stewart Haas ones. Are things just more even now? Is it the track? Is it maybe the way they're looking at skew? Or do you feel like they're still extremely stout?
Yeah, I feel like the rules have changed quite a bit. And, you know, the SHR Fords found something really good that worked for all four of their cars. I would guess that it's in the skew department, just because that's one of the bigger changes that's happened to the plate cars. But I don't know for sure.
Go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week again. Bob had asked my question, but I'll kind of add on to that. Is there anything that you saw today running closer to the front of the field to indicate that the 500 will play out similarly, even though there's more cars and maybe warmer conditions, in regards to how hard it was to pass?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of opportunities to pass, but when the line is around the top, you get runs and you can't pull out. You know, there's a line 20 cars long that you'll never get back in. And that was just today, and the 500 would be 40 cars long. So it's circumstantial to what's going on, and this rules package has kind of trended towards the middle of the racetrack or the high lane. Just the cars stay wound up and you're higher in RPM and the engines pull better. The bottom lane, it's easy to really stop that car with the side draft and get their RPM too low to where the engine doesn't pull. So we're all kind of fighting for the outside in general. Restarts, the outside lane seems to be, you know, the lane you want to be in. And that just kind of takes you forward. And then when it gets to single file on the top, I mean, you're just waiting. And that's all we did. Every time we got, you know, 5 or 10 laps in, it went single file at the top. And everybody's just waiting for that chance that it's safe to make a pass. Or you think that you're coming to the checkered or something like that.
We're going to go in the back to Edgar, and then we'll go upstairs to the press box.
Yeah, Edgar Thompson, the Orlando Sentinel. How'd the race go this morning?
The foot race. No, it went good. The headwind down to the beach was a bit more than desired, but outside of that, it was a good day.
What would you finish?
I didn't see the official result, but Chip said in the driver's meeting I ended up 10th, but I'm not sure. I don't have official 14th overall.
Gotcha. So you're today, I mean, how much better do you feel than you did a year ago heading into the week?
Into the week, I feel good. I mean, it's tough to say what you have in Daytona for these 2 weeks really carry into the season, and Atlanta, Phoenix, California, all that stuff. So for this week and the success that we had today in qualifying and today on track, absolutely, it you know, it's a great sign for the week ahead.
We'll go to Dinah and then go upstairs.
I was just going to say that race results show you were first in your age group. And even so, I wondered if you'd heard what happened to McMurray's results, because they're not showing at all.
Did he go below the yellow line?
Maybe he did.
Exactly,
so you,
what
he
happened.
Finished 4 minutes ahead of you, but you're the winner in the group.
Are we in the same age bracket?
We think so.
Think so? Yeah, I don't know. He's definitely ahead of me.
All right, we'll go upstairs to the press box.
I don't know how that works out.
Maybe there was a performance-enhancing drug involved.
What was that?
I was teasing. I said maybe there was a performance-enhancing. Anyway, Greg Engel, Auto Week. Hey, not about the race, but the relationship between you and Chad now, because it's gone from a driver-crew chief combination to a driver and you know, you, Jimmy and Chad. Is there a different kind of relationship? How is that relationship now, or is there one?
No, there is a different relationship kind of growing, and it's more on the kind of friendship side and personal side that has always been there between myself and Chad. But you know, work's occupied the majority of our time with one another. We're just at his house, I guess last weekend, visiting his wife and his son and. Hanging out with our two girls and just kind of getting together and hang out with them. So, you know, it's it's a transition for both of us, and we're both working through it on the professional side. But the personal side, we've been great friends for a long time, and you know, both of us want to make sure that our friendship, you know, is one that lasts a lifetime, and that you know, we're here for each other outside of, you know, inside the racing bubble, but certainly outside with family and all the other stuff that goes with it.
We have one more question up here from the Jeff Gluck.
Go ahead.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Jimmy, you said you're remorseful. So now what happens? Like, when you get back to your phone, are you going to have to do, like, outreach to your peers and send a group text and say, my bad? Or, like, what happens now?
Yeah, definitely reach out to Paul and talk with him through what happened and take it from there. I think a phone call goes much further than a text. It'd be even better face-to-face, but I'm assuming he's gone. But certainly talk through it. I mean, I don't know if he or anybody else involved in the crash will care what I have to say. I mean, I've been in that position where I just didn't care. But I will definitely do my best to explain what I was thinking and what was going on, and you know, expect to hear, you know, his point of view as well.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You had talked in Vegas on playoff media day before the playoffs last year about how your daughter Lydia had been so enthusiastic in trying to get, you know, support you and push you to get those wins, and kind of made you laugh about how she reacted. How had she been going into this week, and have you had a chance to, through the victory, talk to her, FaceTime, or is she down here to get her reaction to that?
No, they're not here, and I haven't had a chance to talk to them yet, but she literally closes in prayer every single night with, you know, Daddy, you know, we need Daddy to win a race. Dear Lord, can Daddy win a race? So she is highly competitive, and it's so cute to hear it. And then after hearing it for, you know, a lot of months last year and into this year, it's putting some pressure on me. So granted, it's not a points win, but she's going to be a happy girl when I see her. Yep.
I'm going to go to Ken, and then we'll stay in the back on the right.
I jotted this down a little while ago when they talked to Paul Menard on TV. I think he said something along the lines of aggressive side drafting caused that big crash. And he also mentioned, I believe I got it right, he says, Jimmy does that a lot at these tracks. What might he have been talking about?
I think we all aggressively side drafted these tracks, and that's what we do. And absolutely, that's what I did. That's how you pass when you break the bumper cover, the plane of the bumper cover you're going, or the car you're trying to pass or go by. So I guess guilty.
Stay on the right side in the back.
Rajan Khanna from the AVN newspaper. How does it feel to start off speed weeks on a much higher note than last year's?
Yeah, last year was tough. I don't think we finished any events down here. So, you know, good qualifying effort, the win, that's a great way to start it.
Do we have any final questions for Jimmy? All right, Jimmy. Well, congratulations and good luck next Sunday.
Thank you.